Today's episode is going to be about urban legends. So the urban legend that I chose is from Brampton, Ontario. I'm from Ontario, so I figured I would choose something that was from where I was from. So why don't we get started? Every city has its own unique urban legend that ranges from creepy to just downright bizarre. But every urban legend sure has one thing in common. Are they fake or are they real? Some legends can be explained, some still remain a mystery. Some urban legends start from true stories, some urban legends start from cruel people making fun of other people. But anyways, for today's urban legend, Brampton is no exception. It is also known as what we call the Flower City. I'm not really too sure why they call it that, but if you want to find out, feel free to look it up on Google. So the Kirby Road legend can be argued as one of the most famous legends in Brampton and the Peel region. Some people say Kirby Road is believed to be haunted. It's believed a ghost named Selena haunts the road. There used to be a gravestone with the name Selena in cursive writing at the end of Kirby Road, but no last name or any other information was recorded on the tombstone, except for one quote. The quote stated, "I am a cute kid." Now, no one really knows where the tombstone came from or how it became, but so this is how the story goes. So the urban legend goes, if you are passing by, Selena can be seen on the tree near her tombstone looking down upon visitors to watch to see if anyone is visiting. Supposedly, sometimes she will run, around the cars if you park at the bottom of the tree and wait. Some say she wants to play, but there are a number of different versions to this urban legend. So I just thought I'd pick one just so we don't get too confusing here. So whether it was a murder or an accident, there really is no story people can agree on in Brampton. I guess like there's so many different versions and so many different thoughts from people, I guess no one can really agree on what they think the story is. But it was believed that the KKK clan had a house nearby where the KKK frequently met for their secret gatherings, which I guess it's not really that secret since people knew where the house was. One of the theories is that Selena's father was involved with the KKK. He was the leader, supposedly. He wanted Selena's boyfriend gone, so he murdered him because he was an African American, which angered her father very much. She is said to be tied to the place because, that's where her father was and stayed and died. So she haunts it to find her father and murder him, which I'm not really too sure how true that is, but that's what I did find on one of the sites when I was researching it. So today the tombstone houses have been removed. They no longer stand on the road, but reports still go on that you can see her ghost at night in the area. But the big question really is, how did the tombstone even get there? There's no records of a girl named Selena anywhere that has died in the area or actually lived there at all. No one actually ever really knew where the tombstone came. So my question is, how did the story become? Who was Selena? Who put up the tombstone? How did she die? I mean, for like a place that's very known for very supernatural sightings and hauntings, you would think over the years some kind of information would have arrived out of it, but then again, when you play the game Telephone, you never really get the proper line at the end of the game, so I could see how over the years some of the parts of the story could be lost. But I mean, for an urban legend, it kind of leaves more questions than answers, I would say. So that was kind of my first urban legend. It was really long, couldn't really find a lot of information on it, but there actually was no reports at all of anyone named Selena that died there or any accidents that happened, so I'm not really too sure how this urban legend became, but I thought it was a pretty fun one, so I thought I would do it. So I have one more short little legend for you. This one's called the Shopper World Ghost. So in Brampton, there is another well-known legend. The stories have been passed down for years. So there used to be a movie theater in Brampton. which is now actually a kitchen staff plus. I don't know if they've changed what they are or if that's what they still are, but anyway, so how the urban legend goes is a manager had hung himself in the theater's main office. Now there wasn't really information why he hung himself. No suicide note, nothing like that, so I can't really explain why he was dead. But once the movie theater closed down and other businesses moved into the location, there were reports of weird things happening. Doors opening, closing, things being thrown, objects moved to different places than what they were the night before. So it has been known to be like a really creepy place if you open up shop there. I'm not really too sure how many people would, but this is kind of like a, you know, like, I guess not really like an urban legend. I guess it's kind of like a fact. I found it on the site under urban legend, so I guess they kind of put it in the wrong page. So those are the two urban legends that I started out with. I actually do have one more since my podcast is very short. So I hope you're still in tune, and I guess I will continue. So the next urban legend I have for you is called the River Man. The River Man is an urban legend that is still debated by some students in Brampton at Centennial Secondary School, actually still to this day. So in a combined like wooded area of South Fletcher's Creek Park and Batch Park, apparently there was a man that believed to live in the woods. Now, there are so many different theories to this story, so I could have thrown in every single one, but I figured I would just pick one to stick with, like one of the well-known ones. So the theories on this man seem to be a big question, if he even existed, like if it was real, if it was fake, but the odds and events that were witnessed by students, residents, neighborhoods, the reports that were going on, you know, it's kind of hard not to know if it's real or not, because like, I mean, like if there's reports about someone in the woods around school, I'm pretty sure that's not going to go unnoticed. So anyways, during the evening or at night, some people claim that if you walk down the path to the woods, you get like, you have a feeling like you're being watched, like someone's in the bushes watching you. So some have claimed that in the middle of the night, they hear like strange sounds, like people running through the woods, through the bush and everything, you know, like hearing sticks break. There actually have been a few sightings apparently of a man with a figure running towards like a corner, but then he would disappear. So like, I don't really know how accurate that would be considering like, you know, he would run to a corner in the woods. Like, I don't really think you can consider anything in the woods a corner, but you know, like I thought that was pretty funny to read. Another interesting part of this legend, though many students consider, would be evidence of this so-called River Man, if he still exists. It's a big wooded area, so like I guess if you went far enough in, you could like live, but like how do you go in there like in a populated town and not get noticed at all? So some students believe that he exists deep in like the wooded part of the Batch area. There is a small like clearing kind of area with like a dirty mattress, trash all over. While many go there still during the night, it's believed he comes at night when no one's around. Either that, or he's probably like hiding and watching. But apparently the scariest part of this legend for most is the fact like the River Man is not a ghost, but a normal person. So like, why would this be so scary? Well, I guess like if you have like someone like creepy in the woods hiding and like, you know, like I'd be afraid for like the kids and stuff. But you know, like I guess it's not really an urban legend, but it has, but like, why would he be watching people? And like, is it real? Is it fake? Is it like something someone made up just to keep people off of their property? Like, I'm not really too sure about like how that would come to be exactly, but that was kind of like one of their well-known legends there, the River Man. Apparently everyone made like a big deal about it. And I guess on Halloween, like teens go there to like, I guess, have parties. But that still doesn't explain the mattress and the garbage, like who brought it in there, who left it there. Like, that's kind of like, you know, a lot of questions there too. So Also known around that area, there's actually another legend called the Pama. Now, this was actually connected to the end of the story of the River Man for some reason, which I don't really know why, because I read it and it doesn't really connect with the area. But anyways, I thought I would tell you. So you may not know this, but there's a building that's actually in the Peel region called the Peel Art Gallery Museum and Archives. Now this building, apparently it used to be like a jailhouse way back in the day. But many believe that the building's actually still haunted with the spirits of the inmates that were killed and, you know, tortured. So staff members actually claim that there are strange noises and they see figures in the corners of their eyes at night. Maybe it could just be, you know, like people tired at night, you know, like, because I understand, like, I work nighttime shifts and sometimes by like 3 o'clock in the morning, I feel like I'm seeing things. But, you know, like, they don't know if it's like tricks on their mind just because all the thought and theories that, you know, it was a jailhouse, there was people that were killed here, there were murderers, serial killers, you know, like rapists, like it was a jailhouse, you know, like there was some pretty disturbed souls in there. But some wonder why ghosts would haunt a museum. Like, are they cultured? Do they like Van Gogh? Like, you know, there seems to be like a lot of questions, but I still don't understand how like that connects to the River Man. But I guess also too, like if you think about it, if there's a jailhouse, it could be like maybe one of the souls that died and wanted to go back to his wooded area to live. I'm not too sure. It didn't like really make sense to me about that, but I thought I would, you know, share that. I thought that was pretty funny. So anyways, those are kind of all the urban legends that I have for you. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all my new followers and everybody that's been following my channel, as this is episode 2. Thank you so much, guys. Keep creeping it real till next time.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now. Thank you.